谢谢两位姐妹为我们的献诗之道，等候主的必定重新得力，感谢主。
And thank you for the sisters' song this morning.
今天跟大家来分享的题目就是你的房子需要坚固的基地吧。
So today our message is thinking about, does your house need a better foundation?
我们前一阵子都知道呢，在美国南部有一些这个很大的那个暴风，好像这个 Hurricane Katrina。
So we learned that in southern part of the United States, sometimes they have hurricanes.
那这些暴风来的时候，所有的房子都倒塌了。
So when the hurricane came, all the houses got destroyed.
那我们说，哎呀，感谢主，我们不是在南部，我们在加州。
So sometimes they say, thank God we're not there, we're in California.
但是呢，在加州啊，我们知道也有地震啊。
But we know in California we have earthquakes.
如果你的房子不是很坚固的话，也会倒了。
So if you don't have a solid house,It may fall.
那耶稣告诉我们，生命里面就我们所建造的生命呢，就好像房子一样。
So Jesus told us our life is like a house.
这个就是我们灵魂的房子。
So it's our spiritual foundation.
如果没有好的基础呢，我们都会倒下来了。
So if we don't have a good foundation, we will fall.
请你知道，这个不单只是耶稣的警告。
So I want you to know it's not only warning from Jesus.
耶稣所讲的是一个事实。
What he said is a truth.
他在马太福音里面告诉我们五六七三章都说到呢，我们叫做登山的宝训。
So we can see from Matthew 5, 6, 7, it's called Sermon on the Mountain.
那在最后的时候讲完了，他就告诉我们说，你们要听我的话，要去行。
So at the end, he said, listen to my word and practice it.
他就预先已经知道许多人听了他的话不去行的。
So he already knows beforehand that many people will listen to him but will not do.
甚至乎今天许许多多所谓圣经的专家了各样的神学家呢，看到登山宝训耶稣所讲的，他们认为很难去做。
So even nowadays, there are a lot of Bible scholars when they study the Sermon on the Mountain, they think it's almost impossible to do.
所以如果你上网请看他们的解释的时候你会发觉他们说耶稣所讲的是将来他再来的时候才发生才我们可以成就。
So sometimes if we get on the internet and Google those answers, some of them say, oh, everything here is for the future when Jesus come back.
这个是完全的错误。
And this is completely wrong.
那这些所谓神学家，这些所谓很保守的，甚至乎很保守的就把圣经呢来随他们自己的意思来去解释，所以呢就把耶稣要我们做的我们都可以暂时不要做。
So if based on what they said, According to their explanation, we don't really have to do what Jesus told us to do now.
比如说，马太福音第五章里面告诉我们呢，如果你要得到福气的时候呢，就要贫穷。
So it's like Matthew 5, blessed be the poor.
马太福音第五章也说，虚心的人有福。
So blessed the humble.
哀恸的人有福。
And then blessed to be the
温柔的人有福。
And then blessed the humble.
那饥渴慕义的人有福。这是 thirst.
Thirst and blessed to be the thirst.
那清心的人有福。
And then blessed to be
honest. 些人就觉得，哎呀，这个很难做的。
So, and then some people said, it's almost
看看自己，我们的生命都做不出来啊。
So we cannot do it in our own lives.
就等到耶稣再来才可以做。
So we only can do it when Jesus comes back.
那这种所谓神学家啊，所谓解经家，就是不相信神可以帮助他在这个世界上来做要神的要求了。
So whoever said so, they don't really believe that God will help them to do this.
那怪不得今天有许多所谓去传道的人啊，年轻人啊，每年至少一千多或者两三千的啊，都不再去传道了。
So no wonder nowadays every year we have 1,000 or 2,000 missionaries stop their work.
你说为什么他们要奉献传道啊？
Then why do they want to do the missionary work?
因为他们的老师不好，我告诉你。
Well, because they don't have a good teacher.
老师都告诉我们，神的话语可以暂时不要的啊，将来做。
So even their teacher don't believe what God's word is true.
所以耶稣的警告我们啊。
So that's why Jesus warned us.
如果你不好好的建造你生命的房子的时候呢，你的生命就会倒下来了。
So if we don't build the foundation, our spiritual foundation, this house will fall.
那我们一起来念耶稣的话，好不好
？Okay, that's read.
那请一同念，先念中文啊。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，凡水冲、风吹，撞在那房子，房子就倒塌了。并且倒塌的很大、哦、那英文我们一起来念了、啊、请
Therefore everyone who hears this word of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The rain came down, the stream rose, the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
Wow, this is a very serious warning from Jesus.
这是耶稣给我们一个很大的警告。
那我们听了他的话，就要像一个聪明人一样。
So when we hear his word, we need to be like a wise man.
如果能够照他的话去行的时候呢，生命的那些灾难临到，生命各样的困难临到的时候，我们就不会掉下来了。
So if we do what Jesus told us, whenTrials come, we will not fall. We will stand firm.
生命中总有雨淋，下雨掉下来。
There's always rain in our lives.
好像在 Houston 前一阵子啊 ，Missouri， 哇，大雨，你看水都涨到房子，差不多的房子的二层楼，哇。这个是很大的灾难。
So we could say in Missouri a few weeks ago, and then it rained so hard, the water rose to the second story.
那我们每一个人都不能说生命一定从头到尾都没有困难的。
So we cannot say from beginning of life to end there will be no troubles.
有时候我发觉，就是我自己啊，如果灾难来的时候。一拼的来，什么东西都来，那你没有办法去对付。
So sometimes I was thinking when the bad things come to me, everything that's bad all come to me together.
也有疾病啦，也有灾难啦，各种或者世界的困难临到我们身上。
So all kinds of difficulties like physically sick or environmentally unstable.
有一些时候是因为世界各样的引诱。
Because sometimes because all the reasons in the world.
让我们离开神的话。
To pull us away from the word of God.
也让我们生命受了很大的攻击。
And sometimes our life was attacked.
有时候水冲就好像环境完全改变。
So we say when the water rose and beat against us, it's like our environment was totally
changed. 有经济的困难。
And we have financial problems.
我们不懂得怎么样来对付。
And we don't know how to deal with those.
或者风吹。
Like a wind blow.
就算是魔鬼的攻击。
It's like attack from Satan.
魔鬼攻击我们的时候呢，有一些我们根本不是我们的错，这是魔鬼要让我们来是受着他的攻击的，这神让他来试炼我们。
So sometimes when Satan attacks us, it's not because of our fault, but it's because God will allow him to test us.
或者你的亲戚朋友说一些话对你有不好的。
And sometimes even our relatives say something that hurts us.
你有些同事对你很妒忌，不喜欢你。
And sometimes colleagues could be jealous of us.
社会里面有许多新的潮流，有些异端来影响您。
And their new trend in the society will affect us also sometimes.
那你跟从那些东西，你就会跌倒了。
And if we follow those trends, we will fall.
除非你的生命是建造在磐石上。
Unless our spiritual life is built on rock, solid rock.
因为只有神的话才能是坚固你的生命的。
So only the word of God can make our house stand on solid rock.
神的话就让您可以跟他建立一个很实在的关系。
So only the word of God can have a real relationship between you and him.
世界一切的东西、学问、您的才能都许多时候靠不住。
So it's unreliable, the knowledge of this world.
就让我们会倒下来了。
So sometimes it makes us fall.
我们都没有一切生命的保障。
So we do not have securities.
我们的家庭也会倒下来。
Sometimes our family will fall apart.
好像发觉神也不听我们祷告。
And sometimes you say God does not listen to my prayer.
为什么？
And why?
因为你没有稳固的根基。
Because you do not have a solid foundation.
你对神的话语不大懂。
And you do not understand.
不懂得怎么去对付。
And you do not understand how to deal with those.
所以我们要参加查经班，就是这个意思。
So that's why we have Bible study.
那神的话语不是给我们自私，是让我们懂得对付生命的困难。
So the word of God, we cannot treat them as only like knowledge.
那但是世界都是充满许多困难的事情。
So they're full of troubles in this world.
尤其是今天这个世界，在美国这个时代叫做后现代的一个潮流。
So especially nowadays in America.
那个就是他们看到世界什么东西都不可靠的。
So they see this world, everything is unreliable.
没有任何可以稳固的真理，什么东西都是灰色的，不是白或者黑的。
So there's everything is not on solid foundation. Everything is maybe yes, maybe no.
叶牧师从 Ohio 来是吧？是不是
？So Pastor Ye came from Ohio.
那大概他会知道，在 Ohio State 这大学啊。有一个特别的艺术馆叫做 Maxner Art Center， 这个中艺术中心馆。
So he probably know in the State University of Ohio there's a special museum over there.
那这个艺术馆是有点奇怪的。
So it's kind of strange about this museum.
因为他都用后现代的一个方法来看我们的世界。
So it's kind of have a postmodern view on the world today.
所以他们的建造完全没有模样，完全没有一种新时代的从前的建筑的模样。
So the structure in there, all the statues there have nothing familiar as what we know before.
那个艺术家建一些石基啊楼梯啊，这样去到没有地方的上得去哦，不能再。
So there's some structure like a stairs that leads to nowhere.
他建了一些柱子在这个房里上面。
And then also there are some columns.
但是这个柱子没有上面没有任何的东西。
But the columns does not support anything.
那个就是代表现在的人对生命的看法。
So that's a view, point of view of people seeing their lives nowadays.
没有意义。
And there's no meaning.
没有目的。
And there's no purpose.
没有思考。
And then there's no thinking.
你喜欢什么就什么了。
So you can do whatever you're willing.
总然之你觉得哎呀这个不错啊，你就去做了。
So if you think it's fit in your own will, and then you can do it.
这样子怪不得生命在沙土上了。
No wonder those people built their life on sand.
许多人对生命没有什么好的一种感觉。
So a lot of people don't have a positive view of their lives.
就算你赚好多钱。
Even you have a lot of money.
哇，你很著名。
And you're famous.
哇，好像今天有许多大的艺术家、歌唱家啊，那些现代化的那些著名的人一样。
Even nowadays, we can see those movie stars and singers and very famous.
你会发觉大部分都是吸毒的。
And then we could know that most of them are using drugs.
没有告诉你了。
They just don't tell you that.
包括那些打篮球或者打足球著名的人，许多背后就是吸毒的。
Yeah, including all the sports stars, they use drugs behind our backs too.
啊，他们的女朋友多得不得了啊。
And they have many girlfriends.
他们的家庭生命好多困难。
And then there are all kinds of difficulties in their family lives.
怪不得生命都倒下来了。
No wonder their life fall.
所以耶稣告诉我们要怎么样才有坚固的基础呢？
That's why Jesus told us how to set our house on solid foundation.
特别注意了，就是要实行神的话。
So that's we have to practice.
这里讲，凡听见我话去行的。就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，就是要行主的话。
So that way he says, who hears these words of mine and put them into practice?
那就是说，不要说等将来我退休的时候来做神的话。
So it doesn't mean that I'll do God's words when I retire.
等耶稣再来了，我才会去做。
And I'll do it when Jesus come back.
当我有了好环境了啊，我去做。
And I'll do it when I'm in a better environment.
你听见神的话，现在就去做了。
So if you listen to God, you do it now.
把神的话实行在你生命每一个角落里面。
And practice word of God in every aspect of your life.
那你的生命有坚固的基础。
And then your life will build on solid foundation.
你就被神使用了。
And you will be used by God.
我最近教了一个叫人讲道的一个科目呢。有一个学生是女的。
So, I have a female student.
她也是讲道。
And she wants to be a preacher.
她也不是牧师哦。
And she's not a pastor.
她也有自己的孩子哦。
And she has her own children.
生命不错啊。
And everything was fine.
但是她每个星期花好多时间来准备要讲道。
But every week she spent a lot of time on her preaching.
她向谁讲道呢？
To whom she will be preached to?
大陆的朋友弟兄姐妹。
It's a friends in mainland.
她就是用那些叫做什么中国人叫微信还是啥啊？但是就对着那个来讲话哦，在大陆现在有几百人来听她的讲道。
Yes, they go using a mainland internet website, and then there are hundreds of people listening to her.
她在欧洲也有200多人来听她讲道，每个星期听哦。
And also in Europe, there are about 200 people following her too.
不单只听一次，他们还要求她越讲越多，一个礼拜有时候两三次听。
So it's not only once. So sometimes because they request more, she I talked two, three times.
她就很谦卑了。
And she's very humble.
她继续学习。
And she studied hard.
要怎么样帮助不单是自己，其他人都建立更好的根基了。
So it's not only for herself, but others how to build their house on solid foundation.
这个是很感谢主了。
And thank God too.
我在温州教一个神学吧，一个神学班。
So I used to teach in Wenzhou.
我已经跟大家讲过，这些学生们都是初中、高中的学生。
So I told you those are all middle school or high school graduate.
有些家庭环境不大好的。
So some from a very poor family.
有些是从基督教的家庭的。
And some came from a Christian family.
但是他们从前很反对爸爸妈妈的。
But they kind of really against what mom and dad believe.
很背叛他们的父母。
And they're rebellious against their parents.
但是神感动他了。
But God moves them.
改变之后。
And they change them.
继续来更加学圣经。
So they come into the class to study the Bible.
所以他们就可以用所学习的去帮助其他的人。
So based on what they learn, they will be able to help others.
他们愿意建立一个更坚固的基础。
So they're willing to build a solid foundation.
我另外去另外一个省来讲道。
So I went to a different place.
在农村旁边就有一个很大的房子，许多人来听到了。
So there's just a big house by the village.
有四个家庭聚会的弟兄姐妹从不同的地方来到这个农村这个大房子里面。
So there are a lot of people, four families, come to this big house gathering.
他们都坐到整个房子挤得满满了。
So the whole house was full of people.
他们要听神的话。
So they want to listen to the word of God.
十几天从早到晚听。
So it's about 10 days from morning to evening.
早上五点钟就起来祷告了。
So 5 o'clock they'll get up and pray.
六点钟吃早饭。
And 6 o'clock breakfast.
六点多七点就开始听我来讲了。
And then 7 o'clock they'll come listen to me preaching.
一直讲到晚上六点。
And all the way through 6 o'clock at night.
十几天哦。
So it's about 10 days.
都坐在一个板凳，木头板凳上。
They're all sit on a wooden chair.
许多是老人家。
A lot of senior people.
有些年轻人。
And some young people.
他们坐他们的那个 motorcycle 或者是。
So they came over in their motorcycles.
他们就建立坚固的生命基础。
So they're trying to build their foundation.
所以怪不得他们那个州那个省许多人相信耶稣。
And then in their province, there are a lot of people believe in Jesus.
他们生命非常的充满快乐。
So there's full of joys in their lives.
因为建在主的话语上面。
Because their lives is built on the word of God.
同时去遵行。
And also they practice it.
然后呢，我们看见耶稣也警告我们，如果不遵从他的旨意的悲剧。
So and also Jesus warned us what will happen if we do not follow his word.
请大家来看一看这一段圣经，马太福音七章六节。
So let's see Matthew 7:6.
那这一段圣经让我们知道，如果你不听神的话，不爱神的话，不遵从神的话，有什么结果？
So this will tell us if we don't listen to God, what's going to happen to us?
圣经他讲，不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕他践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
So it says, do not give dogs what is sacred, and do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
你说这个是什么意思啊？
So and then we ask, what it means?
神的话语像珍珠一样。
The word of God is like pearls.
神的话语是圣物。
And the word of God is sacred.
神的话语是神吹气。
So the word of God is God breathed.
那你听了之后，
so after you listen to it,
你不理会，
if you don't understand,
你不实践出来，
if you don't practice it,
还看得没有用，
and I think it's useless.
有许多人来教会是做工，不听话的， 不听神的话的。
And some people come to the church only being here, but not doing what they're supposed to do.
我要叫我有些侍奉，做这个，做这个，照顾孩子，这做厨房，什么东西都做。
So sometimes we come to church, we clean, we work in the kitchen, and then we take care of the children.
他们做是什么原因呢？
But why do they do it?
哦，你说他很有爱心。
Because they're loving.
那很好，感谢主有爱心。
That's fine. Thank God too.
但是很害怕，有些人这样做是因为不愿意听到。
But I'm just afraid some of people are doing all these things running around because they don't want to listen to word.
找各样的借口就不听讲道。
And find all kinds of excuses not listen to the sermon.
那些讲道又听了好多了，有什么所谓？还这么一个礼拜听，又是同样东西嘛。
So sometimes they complain, "What is listening about? This is just all these things every week."
然后自己在家，从来不打开圣经好好看的。
And they never open the book at home.
哦，除非是，明天是主日学，我要穿，哎呀，我就看一看了。
Or unless, oh, tomorrow we have Bible study, we have to study the questions.
这样的态度，我可以告诉你，耶稣的警告就临到您的身上了。
So if you have such attitude, pay attention to the warning of Jesus.
你就好像狗跟猪不爱神的话。
It's similar as those dogs and the pigs.
因为在犹太人的规矩，他们不喜欢狗的。
And then, according to the Jewish tradition, they don't like dogs.
他们根本不吃猪肉，你都知道了。
And they don't eat pork either.
所以他们觉得这些动物不圣洁。
So those are cited as unclean animals.
那这个意思就是不是说今天的狗跟猪是不好，不是这个意思。
So it doesn't mean dogs and pigs are not good nowadays.
还是让我们知道，如果我们的态度啊。对神的话语不尊重，不愿意去学习的时候呢，神不会再继续给你他的话。
So that's only warn us if we do not listen to God's word and practice.
那为什么有些人听了这么多道，听了听到都是一样不喜欢圣经的呢 ？Why？ 为什么
？Then why people listen to the word of God and don't like it？
因为他们要好好去研究、去学习、去接受。
Because they didn't study it carefully.
如果我们这个态度，那神圣灵会不会给你更多圣经的知识、圣经的教导呢
？So based on our attitude, do you think God will give you more wisdom?
不会。
No.
因为这个圣经讲得很清楚。
Because Bible tells us clearly.
如果我们对狗对猪是这样子，神看我们如果对他的话像狗像猪一样，那这很麻烦了。
So if we do not pay attention to the word of God, it's almost like described us in these verses will be like dogs and pigs.
所以今天许多基督徒不长进，不能只是怪讲道不好。
So, some Christians, they don't have change in their lives. We cannot blame the preacher.
就是你有没有好好的遵行神的话。
So we have to think about ourselves if we have practiced the word of God.
但是有些人说，对啊，牧师，我很喜欢听你的讲道，讲道不错不错。
So sometimes they say, Pastor, your preaching is so good.
我很喜欢听到。
And I like to listen to your preaching.
但是回了家有没有行道呢？
But when you go back home, are you doing it?
没有空啊。
And there's no work.
我知识不够啊。我知识只不够啊。
So I think it's not enough.
我没有能力啊。
So I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have abilities.
我不能做了。
I can't do it.
这个太标准太高了。
This is the standards too high.
那对不起。渐渐的时候，你也不会吸收讲道，不会吸收神的话。
So little by little, you will not absorb the word of God.
你的生命对神的话语的态度就是这样子，何必去学习啊？何必参加主日学？何必去听道啊？我家里自己看看就算了，不需要了。
So sometimes we'll have the attitude in that why we go to church, why we listen to the preaching, why do Bible study? I can just read the Bible by myself at home.
那最后的结果更可怕。
And then we have a pretty bad result.
请你看一看，结果是什么样呢？
Let's see what happened.
不能进天国。
Cannot enter the
kingdom of
heaven.
你不要在这里思考，哎呀，牧师今天在骂我了，因为他跟人家来谈谈了跟丈夫太太了，哎，牧师今天来骂我们了，我不是这个意思。
So don't think I'm blaming you today.
请你自己亲自来听一听，看看神的话。
And let's just read what the
请大家一起来念啊，马太福音七章二十一到二十三。
Okay, Matthew 7:21-23.
请。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。但那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我能不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我只有明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。我们念英文，好，请。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly.I never knew you. Away from me,
you evil doer. 哇，你说这个是我不懂啊。
So say, oh, I don't understand that.
这些人，他叫神主啊主啊，叫耶稣主啊主啊。
So there are a group of people calling Jesus Lord and Lord.
他们奉主的名传道做见证。
And then they spread the gospel for Jesus.
哇，并且有厉害，他可能可以赶鬼。
And they can drive out demons.
甚至乎有些特别的工作做出来。
And then also they can prophesy.
但是主耶稣在天国审判的时候跟他们讲。
But when Jesus judges in heaven, he'll say,
我不认识你。
I never knew you.
那个意思是我跟你没有关系。
So that means I don't have anything to do with you.
可能你认识我啊，对啊。
Maybe you know me.
我跟你没有关系。
But I don't know you.
哇，你说哇，这些人行异能哦，这些人说方言呢，赶鬼啊，好厉害的。
So sometimes we say, oh, those group of people, they prophesy, they drive out demons. They're great.
神说，对不起啊，你没有听我的话。
But God said.I don't know you.
离开我去吧。
And away from me.
那就是说不能进神的国了。
So that means they are not entering the kingdom of heaven.
那今天怪不得我们看见有些人的确好像很好，做了很多大事，但是其实他不懂啊，那些他们所做的是神帮助要拯救人。不是因为他们自己是怎么样的好。
So sometimes we could see people perform miracles and doing a lot of great things, but they don't understand God through them to help His own people.
神可以用一个驴子来做他的事。
And God can even make a donkey talk.
神可以用小孩子成就他的工作。
And God can use little children.
神当然可以用你，可以用我。
And God of course can use you.
但是你跟神自己的关系是怎么样呢？
But what about your relationships with God?
你学到很多了。
You learn a lot
of knowledge. 你懂很多了。
You know a lot of
things. 你也可以批评别人讲得好不好了。
Other people.
但是你有没有行神的道呢？
But have you practiced the word
of God? 如果你没有去实行的话，
If you didn't do it.
耶稣说对不起。
And Jesus would say, sorry.
你不能进天国。
You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
有许多弟兄姐妹可能觉得，哎呀，这个好像不能容易接受啊。
So some brothers and sisters say, oh, it's hard to accept that.
你好好的再看这一段圣经吧。
And then read this verse carefully.
前前后后再看一看。
From the beginning to end.
前面更告诉我们，看我们的果子是怎么样。
So it tells us it will see our fruit.
耶稣就是说，你的生命所产生的影响果结果是什么？
So it was what's the result?
如果你的果子是可以带领人来教会的。
If you bear good fruit,
你可以帮助他们长进，成为神的儿女的。
You can bring people to church and help them grow.
感谢主，天国有你的份。
And thank God, you have your name written in heaven.
可是你的果子呢，都是对教会没有好影响的。
But if you have bad fruit,
你的果子在后面一味的批评教会的。
And then your fruit is all criticism.
你带人来教会只是欣赏吃吃东西啊，见见朋友，有好的关系，但是不是帮他信主的。
But if you bring people here only to have lunch with us and have friendship, but not leading them to the Lord.
我告诉你有问题啊。
And there's a problem with that.
大家都有做事。
Everybody's working.
要看你的结果。果子是怎么样？
But we have to pay attention about the fruit that we.
如果我们的果子不是好的果子呢，不能进天国。
If we don't have good fruit, we cannot enter kingdom of God.
这个是神的话语啊。
That's the word of God.
最后大家看看怎么样去应用神话了。
So and then we're gonna learn how to use practice the word.
雅各书很清楚的教导我们了。
So the book of James.
大家请一起念，好吧？所以你们要脱去一切的污秽、淫欲的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺控自己，因为听道而不行道的，这种人对着镜子望自己的面目。看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实行实行者。这是他们所行的事上，必然得福了。请你的灵魂念英文了。
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word, but does not do what it says, is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself,goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Amen. We have to make plan to practice God's word. 我们自己应该有自己的想法和
做法。What kind of plan then you say?
是什么样的做法呢？
Number one, get rid of those that are filth and evil things.
So 第一件事，我们就要把身体中和思想中的各种污垢的东西铲除掉。
Number two, accept humbly God's word.
第二件事，我们要虚心接受上帝的话语。
And number three,you have to examine carefully, look intently into God's word.
So, 第三件呢，我们要仔细地研究上帝的话语。
And continue in listen to it.
And 继续听从他的话语。
Not just one day or one week.
并不是一天和一个星期。
Develop a good plan for yourself to have devotion every day.
就你自己应该有个计划，怎么样学习主的话语。
And then Sunday, develop a habit to listen to God's word too.
每个星期天要有这种激情来听
上帝的话语。Or you say, well, I listen to some other preacher, that's great, that's fine.
So you 说你说我有听别的牧师，这样是可以的。
But you have a plan to do that, and you practice it every week, every day.
但是你自己是要有计划的。
Yeah, and then when you have this plan, then you will make some habit to know, oh, I have learned this thing. Now, how do I practice it in my life?
所以你自己有这个计划，你说哦，我知道这些神的话语了，我怎么能运用到自己的生命中？
How do I measure my progress?
我自己怎么能使自己长进？
For example, I decide now, starting today, this week, I'm going to read God's word every day.
比如说你说哦，我现在决定了，每天从现在开始，我都要读上帝的话语。
I'm so busy.
但是我很忙。
I didn't have the habit yet.
我没有这个现在这个习惯。
I cannot study a whole half an hour. Too much for me.
我学习不了一下，学习不了半个钟头，没有那么多时间。
But at least you begin by studying 10 minutes.
但是我们比如说先学习十分钟怎么样？
So you have a plan every day. Spend 10 minutes.
所以你应该给自己一个计划，每天用十分钟来学习上帝的话语。
Please don't do it with someone said, or only do 2-3 times a week. That's good enough.
所以不用听别人说说一个星期两三次就可以了。
Because you would never develop a habit like that.
如果你这样子的话，自己不会形成习惯。
You must do it every day.
你必须得天天学习上帝的话语。
And you read God's word and think about it, meditate upon it.
就你要听从上帝话语，而且要深深思考上帝话语。
Oh, if it is good for you, you think, and you want to practice that.
所以，如果你认为这个话语对你有触动，你应该来实行它。
Then you will also try to memorize it.
而且要尽量记住这个话语。
For example, let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Okay.
翻到腓立比书。
Yeah, if you have your Bible, Philippians, I don't have this on the screen. Please turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7.
Now, 那个腓立and Philippians 4, 6 and 7 here, it tells us something very profitable, very helpful to us.
So, 腓立比书
四章六到七，
六到七教了我们一个很有用的道理。
And then, 这里说应当一无挂虑，只要反着接着祷告、祈求、感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Oh, so it said, do not worry about anything. By prayer and petition, present your request to God.
And then, 神所赐出人意外的平安。必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Now, when I read this, I find that, oh, it speaks to me.
当我看到这时候，我说，哦，这是对我说的。
Because I worry too much.
因为我这个担心太多了。
I worry a lot.
我担心各种各样的事情。
In fact, sometimes I get anxious about my worry.
有时候当时就是很烦恼。
I worry about my health.
我担心我的健康。
I worry about my age.
担心我的年纪。
I worry about my family.
担心我的家庭。
Worry about my children.
担心我的孩子。
Worry about my retirement income.
担心我以后养老的养老金。
Oh, I worry about America.
那我担心美国。
I don't know if we have a good president coming up or not.
我担心那下一个总统会怎么样。
Oh, I worry about many things in California that's not doing as God's word says.
我在加州这好多事情都不是按照上帝的话所行的，我都很担心。
What do I do?
我怎么办？
Memorize the word of God.
记住这个腓立比书的这个。
Memorize it.
记住它。
For example, right now we can memorize it, 6 and 7, in at least in Chinese.
我们应该可以记得住吧？
yeah, 大家一起来念，好啊 ，Let us read, okay? 应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀。In English, could you read it for them again, please? Yes.
In English, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那当你把这句话常常背诵的时候,
So when you memorize these verses,
我可以保证你，
I can guarantee you,
神就帮助你从你的忧虑里面跑出来了。
And God will help you get out of your worries.
除非你不相信神的话了。
Unless you don't understand,
don't believe the word of God. 如果你相信的话，
if you believe,
你每天都背诵这句话，
if you remember these verses,
你的生命就会有改变。
And your life will be changed.
因为神的话不是给你知识。
Because the word of God is not only for knowledge.
神是要改变你的生命的。
But God will change your
life. 你念神的话的时候，神要更新你的心怀意念。
So when you read of the God, God will refresh your heart.
那你就会有成为一个长进的基督徒了。
And then you will be a mature Christian.
你就不会做一个普通平常的基督徒。
And then you won't be an ordinary Christian.
你要做一个超过平均的。基督徒，
and you want to be an extraordinary Christian.
那你就是像一个建造房子的人。
So it's like a builder building a house.
你就要做一个钻一个洞在磐石里面，这个不容易啊。
So you will drill a hole in the rock. That's not easy.
那你就是让神的话语进到钻到你的良心你的灵魂里面。
So you have to let word of God enter in your heart and your soul.
你让神的话改变你的心思，改变你的感情，改变你的意志。
So let word of God change your heart and your soul and your mind.
这样你的生命就有改变了。
Then you'll change your life.
那这个只是两节圣经啊。
So the only two verses of the Bible.
我相信当你念圣经的时候会有许多你受感动的。
And I believe when you read the word of God, you will be moved by it.
详细的去查看的话，
So study it intensely.
你有计划去实行的话，
And have plans to do it.
那你的生命就会改变了。
And then you will see your life will be changed.
那这样子告神的话告诉你，你是有福的。
So that's why the word, God told you, you will be blessed.
啊，神的话告诉你呢，这样就也是一个遵行神父旨意的人呢，就是耶稣的有关系。他说你就是他的弟兄姐妹跟母亲了。
So that's what Jesus said, if you do the will of my Father in heaven, you'll be my brother and sister and mother.
姐妹们，你们要做母耶稣的妈妈吗？
So do you want to be mother of Jesus?
你也可以啊。
You can.
就是遵行天父的旨意，就是遵行神的话了。
So then do the will of our Father in
heaven. 跟耶稣有密切的关系的，你的生命一定有福的，保证。
And I guarantee you, if you have close relationship with Jesus, your life will be blessed.
大的困难临到你身上的，你都可以应付了。
When trials come, and you know how to deal with it.
跟弟兄姐妹讲过，从前我在沙加缅度啊，这个 Sacramento 这个教会呢，牧会了多年了。
So I told you I've been in the church in Sacramento for a long time.
那去年那些我训练的大学生一大堆呢，我们有一个大团圆。
So we have a reunion last year with the students.
是第一次啊，三十多年第一次大家来聚聚。
So that's the first time in 30 years.
啊，有简直证明神话的可靠。
So it proved the word of God is true.
这些受过训练，
those students who have received the training,
有读圣经的一个习惯，
and they have the habit of reading the Bible.
他们有灵修，
and they have spiritual study.
啊，他们知道怎么样应用圣经，
and they know how to use the word of God.
然后也带领人归主，
and they can point people in the right direction.
啊，现在一大堆都有非常好的属灵的生命。
So there's a whole group of students. They have really good spiritual life.
有很好的工作在世界上。
And they have good jobs.
有很好的家庭。
And they have good family.
有好的儿女。
And then good children.
在教会也好好的侍奉。
And then they serve at church.
有些做了牧师的太太。
And some become a wife of a pastor.
有些做了执事。
And some become deacons.
帮助教会长进。
And help church to grow.
哇，我从前那个教会现在七八百人了。
So now it's about 700-800 people now.
当然是因为牧师做得好，他们的牧师好。
That's one of the reasons is because they have really good pastor.
但是他们有好的根基啊。
But also they have good foundation.
所以教会就会长进啊。
That's why church develops.
所以今天我们教会需要好的根基才会长进。
So that's why our church needs good foundation.
我们什么根基？
So what kind of foundation?
应用神的话。
To practice the word of God.
愿主施恩赐福各位。
And may God bless everybody.
我在后面也为大家印了上次派给大家的怎么样去应用圣经的那个传单。
So I have some flyers for you to how to practice the word of God.
那你可以在后面拿。
And you can get some from a table behind.
愿神呢使用您呢。 在实行他的话上，懂得怎么样去做。
So may God help us know how to practice His word.
请大家低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天在。